most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night's edition here on LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends. So check it out. I'm just like updating my Twitter right now and my Facebook. So tweet me, people, at Max Tucci. If you want to call in, I'm here tonight solo. The number is 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. Now, what's going on, everybody? 4th of July weekend. Are you celebrating this weekend or next weekend? I want to know, because I'm getting a lot of people saying, oh, I'm celebrating this weekend and some celebrating next weekend. What's going on? Do you guys like fireworks? I was up this weekend at Candlewood Lake, which is one of my favorite places. It's in Connecticut called Candlewood Lake. It's beautiful. I was up there and just relaxing and having a good time with my friends Scotty and Emily, and we just had a fun time. It was good times. It's a time to catch up with your friends and everything else. I also been shooting some satellite media tours for Las Rocas wine. It's amazing. It's a garnacha. It's a red wine. It's got these wonderful oaks of dark cherry and blackberry and oak. It's a very, very rich wine, but it's not expensive either. It's only $15 a bottle. So check out Las Rocas. You're going to love it. What can I tell you more? Oh, I did some fun stuff with Tide, okay? Because it was all part of this whole satellite media tour. So Tide is the products y'all love. Well, they've come out with these new pods, right? And all you do is you just throw them into any HE or non-HE unit machine. And literally, you just have that pod. It's no mess, no measuring, good times at Tide on Twitter. Tell me your Tide stories. I want to know them. I've got to know them because I got my communication going now with Tide. So let me know what your story is. Tag me at Max Tucci and at Tide, T-I-D-E, and tell us your laundry stories. We want to know them. Do you love the pods? I want to know. All right, well, moving on. We've got a fun night tonight. We're just going to do a little bit of like, you know, Max is in the studio having a good time. What is Spongetta to say? Avi in the studio. So I'm here in the studio. We're having a good old time. We're going to give you like a 4th of July Americana tribute show tonight, let's say. We're going to do a fabulous show, just a show of song, right? I'm going to play a lot of songs that have America in the title. Some great songs from Whitney Houston, Phoenix Stone. Of course, Sophie B. Hawkins. We love Sophie B. Hawkins. And Thomas Hibner, you know we got to play his stuff. So tune in, sit back, relax. If you want to call in, 323-203-0815, or tweet me. I'll answer your questions live on air. And yeah, that's the story here, everyone. But you know what it is? It's the 1st of July. Yes, it is. So happy July, everyone. So you know what that means. We've got our girl, Dr. Maya Love. You all love her so much. Well, you know, she's all on the Facebook now, so follow her there. And she's got her Vedic astrological forecast that we're going to play tonight in just a little bit. But I want to talk to you all some more. So, yeah, we're going to give you your Vedic astrological forecast for the month of July. All 12 star signs. Dr. Maya Love is fantastic. I love her. And she gives such great readings. Y'all been really responding well to them. So do tweet me at Max Tucci, hashtag Vedic, V-E-D-I-C, and let me know what you think of Dr. Maya Love. I want to know. And I love you all for giving me direct tweets, because everyone who follows me, I follow back. But you can make them public, too, if you want. It's all right to let other people know what we're talking about. I think it's all part of the game. Speaking of the game, I'm watching right now on OWN the next chapter, the Heat. You know, they won, and they just did their thing. So I love the Heat and watching them right now. She's interviewing, you know, Bosh and Wade and my boy LeBron James. He goes to this fabulous cupcake store in South Beach. It's not in South Beach. It's just off the beach in Miami. His mom goes there. It's called LA Sweets. We're going to have Letty Alvarez on. She was on Cupcake Wars. If you love a good cupcake and you in Florida, hit her up. LA Sweets, love her. Everyone thinks she's in Los Angeles, but in fact, she's in Florida in Brickell, Mary Brickell. Y'all know Mary Brickell? I just feel like talking tonight. After all, this is LA Talk Radio, and you are listening to Max and Friends. Now, if you want to get the LA Talk Radio app, all you have to do is go to any app store for smartphones, Androids, Android does. I love the Android phone. And you can get the free LA Talk Radio app there. You can take us on the road with you. You could take us to the gym with you. We've got Channel 1 and Channel 2. I am Channel 2 every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know how it is because I've been here almost 5 years. We're going into 5 years. I can't believe it. I can because I knew when I put on my headsets and my mic, I was like, I am exactly where I'm supposed to be with my radio show. But speaking of radio show, I've got some fun TV stuff coming up, so I want you to stay tuned. Check me out on eHow. Go to eHow.com because there what you're going to find is all of my fun little cooking recipes I have for you all. So go to eHow.com, put in the words Max Tucci and watch the videos there. I've shot, I think, about 20-something, 28 or 30 almost, and I've got another 15 coming out. So thank you, eHow.com, for making me a food presenter on eHow.com. You know, Rachel Ray is up there too. We all her buddies up on eHow.com. So check it out. Let me know what you think. I really want to get interactive with you. I love you all for listening. I really do, and I want you all to talk to me. I feel like y'all don't think you can call in or say hi or shoot me an email, even though I get so many text messages. But tweets and texts. You know why? Because I do have my own app, the Max Tucci app. So you can get there. This sounds so damn narcissistic. You know what? Enough about me. I am Channel 1, not Channel 2. Max Tucci, Max and Friends. Thank you, Ronan. Did I say Channel 2? Well, I feel narcissistic. That's why I messed up, because I don't like to, you know, brag, but there is a Max Tucci app and it is free. And you know, you can get it from AppsBar.com. You can get your own app there. So go to AppsBar.com, get the Max Tucci app. We are on iPhones and we are also on Androids. And you can go there and you can text me directly. But do your thing. Tweet me. I love y'all. All right. Well, let's get into your Dr. Maya Love Vedic astrological forecast for July, because I haven't heard these yet. I'm saving them. You know, I always get them before the show when I'm going to listen to them. And I said, no, you know what? Dr. Maya Love, I want to hear it live on Max and Friends. I don't want to hear before. I don't want to know what's going on until y'all know what's going on. So on that note, we're going to play for you Dr. Maya Love Vedic astrological forecast for the month of July for all 12 star signs. Stay tuned. And when we're back, we got some great music for the 4th of July. Max and Friends, I'm your host, Max Tucci, Dr. Maya Love.
Hi everyone, this is Maya Love from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for July 2012. Vedic astrology is an ancient cosmic science that originated in India and dates back to approximately 7000 BC. It's one of the most important branches of Vedas, which are the most ancient scriptures known to man. Vedic astrology is a great cosmic tool for healing. It's a great tool to understand and remove the misperceptions that we have towards certain planetary energies, and these misperceptions invariably leads to suffering. It provides great scope to have a deeper understanding of ourselves and about various aspects of our daily life. Many have asked me, what's the difference between Vedic astrology and Western astrology? The basic concepts are the same between the two. But Vedic astrology studies in much more greater detail the energetic interactions of stars and planets with an individual. Unlike Western astrology, Vedic astrology has many unique tools to pinpoint life events of an individual during their lifetime. In addition to the basic birth chart, Vedic astrology uses 16 divisional charts, which are unique tools to study in detail specific aspects of an individual's life. Also, Vedic astrology uses a very unique method called Dasa system to identify the influence of specific planetary energies that an individual is exposed to during their lifetime, and this greatly helps to understand and transcend the hidden karmic tendencies that we have. If you would like to have a Vedic chart made for you, or if you would like to get a detailed astrological reading with an in-depth analysis of your karmic tendencies, or if you would like guidance with any personal situations you are currently experiencing in your life, please feel free to reach me at VedicAstroLounge.com. Here are the planetary positions on the Vedic sky for the month of July 2012. Saturn has gained forward motion and is currently transiting Virgo. Sun is currently transiting Gemini, but moves into Cancer on July 16th. Mercury is currently transiting Cancer and becomes retrograde on July 15th. Mars is currently transiting Virgo. Rahu, the north node of Moon, is in Scorpio. Ketu, the south node of Moon, is in Taurus. Jupiter is currently transiting Taurus. Venus has gained forward motion and is currently transiting Taurus, its own house. Both Venus and Jupiter are conjunct in Taurus. Jupiter represents abundance and joy, whereas Venus represents love. When these two planets are conjunct, they bring in plenty of joy and abundance. On July 14th, Moon also joins Jupiter and Venus in Taurus, and this will be an auspicious moment. Here is the forecast for the month of July 2012 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, Venus and Jupiter are transiting your second house. It's a great time to reap the benefits of your hard work. It'll be the most welcoming period in regards to many aspects of your life, especially finance. Taurus, Venus and Jupiter are in your first house, aspecting your seventh house, the house of relationships. So if you're single, it's an excellent time for meeting your soulmate. The north node of the moon is in your seventh house, so it's a great time to work on your communication skills. Gemini, Venus and Jupiter are in your 12th house. This is a great time to start paying attention to your expenditures and to keep focus on creating abundance in your life. Cancer, Venus and Jupiter are in your 11th house, the house of gains, so you will continue seeing a great relief from your financial troubles. Leo, Venus and Jupiter are in your 10th house. This will bring you great opportunities that would boost your professional career. You will see that all your dreams are coming true. Virgo, you have been going through some really tough times due to Saturn's movement in your first house, but the presence of Venus and Jupiter in your 9th house will bring great relief from your current troubles. Libra, Venus and Jupiter are in your 8th house and Saturn is in your 12th house. This is a time to let go of everything that is not serving your highest good. Turn inward and it will help you to know yourself. Scorpio, Venus and Jupiter are in your 7th house. So if you are single, this summer is an amazing time to find your soulmate and to strengthen your relationships with friends. Sagittarius, this summer is a great time to start improving your health and fitness. Venus and Jupiter are in your 6th house. Change your lifestyle, start exercising, and drinking fresh juices from fruits and vegetables. Capricorn, Venus and Jupiter are in your 5th house. This is a great time to start believing in yourself and to focus on your creativity. Aquarius, Venus and Jupiter are in your 4th house. It's a great combination that will bring you happiness through your family. Also, it's a good time to build a home. Pisces, Venus and Jupiter are in your 3rd house. It's an important time to focus on your personal relationships and to examine your own needs in order to create a deeper bonding with your soulmates. And that brings me to the end of the forecast. But before I leave, I would like to say that this is an important time to set your intentions, focus on your dreams, believe in yourself, and speak your intentions out loud to the universe. The moment you believe, the universe brings everything to help you to experience it in your reality. The universe is brimming with infinite possibilities. There is no reason to give up. Let go of your past and focus on creating a bright future for yourself with great love and respect for Mother Earth. Have a beautiful summer, everyone. Namaste.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Namaste. That was Dr. Maya Love with your Vedic astrological forecast for the month of July. Now, if you missed any of it and you want to get more of it, you can go to the Max Tucci archives. They are here on LA Talk Radio. Go to latalkradio.com/Max with a capital M dot PHP. Now, there you can get all of my shows of almost 5 years. Check them out. Love them. Listen to them. And let me know what you think at Max Tucci on Twitter. But definitely, definitely go and listen to Dr. Maya Love giving you your Vedic astrological forecast for July, because I'm telling you, you're going to love her. And she is right. You know, you've got to let your intentions known. Speak to the universe and say, I shall receive what I have made for me. The words that we speak have power. I mean, look, God said, let there be light, and there was. He didn't think it, he said it. So we have to say things to make them happen. Now, speaking of saying things, I said that I would help my friend Cindy Crossed. I would help her with her a wonderful charity that she's involved in, a foundation called the Unicorn Children's Foundation. And they are in Florida. The UnicornChildren'sFoundation.org is the website, and they're building a wonderful school for some very needy students, some autistic children and also adults. But I want you to go to UnicornChildren'sFoundation.org to learn more. I've joined them. I've become the gala chairman. We're having an event at Mar-a-Lago in next March at Donald Trump's home in Palm Beach, Florida. So it's going to be quite the event, quite the event. We're working on getting Sherry Shepherd, y'all know from The View. We're working on that to get her honored, as well as have Toni Braxton sing, because, you know, they both have autistic children. So we'll have people from the Unicorn Children's Foundation on, but they've made me the volunteer of the month. So go through my tweets. You can see the article there. You can learn more about me through UnicornChildren'sFoundation.org. And me being their volunteer of the month. So I thank you, Unicorn Children's Foundation. But we've got to play some songs because it is the 4th of July and America, America, America. We love this country. Sometimes we take it for granted. And, you know, we say America, this and that, but it is the place to live. I mean, I know it seems like we all have our struggles and our difficulties right now, but that's all the world. But if you want to be anywhere else in this country, in this world, why would you not want to be in America? I think here, you know, when the going gets tough, America's got your back, you know? So let's play our national anthem sung by the one and only. We miss this. We miss her. I really do. Whitney Houston. She was the voice. And we're going to have it here right now on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, American National Anthem. Then coming up, Phoenix Stone, proud to be a born again American. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and you're listening to Max and Friends. Whitney Houston on Max and Friends.
Lives. It's more of the same these days. Bad news is all around. Foreclosures, war, and disbelief are all we ever hear about. And I don't want to go to the mailbox, because the bills are piling up while they're bailing out the rich man. And I still got it tough, and I keep hearing all these speeches about hope and change. But I think it's time, here and now, to renew my faith. I'm a born-again American, no place I'd rather be. I'm thankful for the freedom this country gave to me. So I'll stand up and be counted and vote for what is right. And I'd rather see the world at peace, but I'm not. Got laid off and lost his home. Things never been so bad. And they're shutting down our factories that made this country great. Sending all our jobs overseas. Let's keep them here in the USA. Cause I'm sick of hearing politicians say that it's someone else's fault. That's why they blame the left and blame the right. We all bear the cost. So it's time to
is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Phoenix Stone, proud to be a born-again American. Check him out on Facebook at Phoenix Stone. You can go find him there. And also before Phoenix, we had Whitney Houston, the American National Anthem. That voice, the both of them, those were two good songs, right? while I put the playlist tonight together for y'all, because I love you all and I thank you for tuning in. If you want to speak to me, dial 323-203-0815 or tweet me at Max Tucci. I got to say hi to Sophie, and I have to say hi to Ludwig, and I have to say hi to a bunch of other people right now. Let's go right now to Facebook, and I'm going to let you know who I'm going to say hi to. Of course, Maya Love, she's saying hi to me there. To Nicole Bloom, how are you, Nicole? To Marissa Ungerman, how are you, Marissa? And there y'all go. Enrique Ramirez, thank you all for hitting me up on Facebook. I love you all. Now, Enrique, we had on the show here, so if you want my archives, go to them here on my Max Tucci page, the Max and Friends page on LA Talk Radio, because there you're going to be able to hear all my shows from all the 5 years I've been doing radio, almost 5 years. Well, America, we've got a song for you. It is 4th of July, and we want to play it tonight for you. America's Song on Max and Friends. Stay tuned.
We have dreamed from sea to shining sea.
Is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was America's song. America is beautiful to me. What about to you all? Thanks for tuning in. Well, Meganella is doing the all thing American right now. She's camping and she's tweeting us right now and saying, I would love to call in, but I'm out camping and my phone died. So how you tweeting me then? Well, thanks for tweeting me. But yeah, that was a great song, America's song. That's, you know, some Bono, Mary J., Will I Am, Seal, Faith Hill. That's a great song, right? I love it. Well, you know what? We've had her here on the show. I love her, love her, love her, love her. Miss Sophie B. Hawkins. You remember when we had her on the show here? If you don't remember, then I want you to go to the Max Tucci archives, the Max and Friends archives here on LA Talk Radio, and download all my shows. They're free. Enjoy them. They're fun. We had Lisa Lampanelli on. That was a fun show. Oh, man, I remember. You know, I never really get nervous interviewing people, but I think I'm pretty funny from time to time. But, you know, the queen of mean is our girl Lisa Lampanelli, and I was like, oh god, she's either gonna rip me up and spit me out or have a good time with me. So you tune in and find out what happened there on Max and Friends. But you know what, Sophie B. Hawkins, we had a great show with her. She's one woman that makes a difference in this world. Check out the Sophie B. Hawkins webpage and see what's going on in her life, because she does some amazing things, and I really love her. Oh, here we go. Meganella says the laptop RV has Wi-Fi. All right, in your Wi-Fi, your Wi-Fi'd RV. It's the future. I'm glad you're tuning in and listening to Max and Friends. Are you having fun? Tweet me back. Let me know. Let's have a tweet conversation on and off air. All right? So Sophie B. Hawkins, the song is called Georgia. It's part of my tribute to America and all things American. And there ain't nothing like a Georgia peach pie, and there's nothing like the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and there's nothing like Georgia, and one of my favorite restaurants, which is the Bookhead Diner in Atlanta. So, Sophie B. Hawkins, tell us about Georgia on Max and Friends. Stay tuned.
The sun is coming, your body's warm, the grass is cold. Summer's over and I can't spend another day kicking in the dirt road. Georgia, you find your 10 feet tall. I could only love you more and more. But isn't it time we say goodbye? And I can't help that I will want it like every American girl. But here I go with my red dress on, trying to make it in the big world. Georgia, crying in the red top jean. You're sexier than Brad and Angelina Jolie. Some fashion combat and breaking the mud. And I can't stand this hopeless feeling. Georgia, I love you. And I don't understand what your soul is
Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. History repeating itself. Celebrate the classic taste of the original Oscar's Delmonico as a super premium vodka. Cheers and salute. To purchase Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, please visit horseneck.com or dial 203-869-8944. Celebrate responsibly.
That was my commercial. Oscar's Delmonico Vodka just threw me off. I heard my voice. I was like, wait a minute, I'm not speaking. Because that is the vodka company that I own, Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. And yes, everybody, please drink responsibly. Do not drink and drive. It's not the right thing to do. And don't be dumb and young and drink. It's not worth it. Don't drink. But if you're going to drink, drink Oscar's Delmonico Vodka. Hey, by the way, that was our girl, Sophie B. Hawkins, and her song Georgia. Don't you just love it? Well, we've got to say happy birthday. Meganelle and I are just having a tweet fest going on right now. She's having a blast for her last vacation before her twins are born. Remember, she's the lady who tunes into the CSI Miami shows that we had on with Eva LaRue and Emily Proctor. And she's naming her twins after the characters. Well, speaking of characters, Marisol is her baby right now who's celebrating the first birthday. So happy birthday to you, Marisol. Camping right now. Well, everyone, we're going to play a song because I had some friends who had a trying weekend this weekend. My friend Scotty, his father passed away, Mr. Henson. So you know my quote, every time you say my name, my spirit shall live. So Mr. Henson, how you doing? Your spirit shall live. Scotty, you know, I would be there with you longer if I could, but I got to hit the road because I'm going to do some more cooking shows this week. But you know that I'm there with you all. And also my friend Andre, check this out. 40 mile per hour speed, someone like fishtailed him, a truck flipped over, okay? This is how crazy it is to, I bet you that person was texting and driving. Not my friend, but you know, the one that was in question, allegedly, we'll say. But please don't text and drive. And Andre, I'm so glad that you're okay. So I know that this week's going to be hard for the both of you. So, and for all of you that are going through a hard time right now, you know, I wanted to play a song, but I'm going to replace it with one that we have lined up right now by Whitney Houston. It's called I Didn't Know My Own Strength. And most of us don't know our own strength. But believe it that you have the strength to do what you need to do. And be careful because when you ask for strength, okay, God is going to give you something that you're going to have to succeed at, to launch yourself into super strength. So ask God for strength and how to deal with what he's going to give you. Why are we going the spiritual route? I guess that's what happens here on Max and Friends. We go from everything from sex talk to political talk to theological discussion to Dr. Maya Love's Vedic astrological forecast, which we played earlier in the show. But now, I Didn't Know My Own Strength by Whitney Houston. And when we're back, we've got some more songs for you. But I want to talk to you. So hit me up on Twitter at Max Succi. Whitney Houston, I Didn't Know My Own Strength. Hit me up on Twitter. Let's talk.
Turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I might break. Didn't know my own strength. My dog. Y'all, I was not built to break. No, no, I got to know. I got to know my own strength.
I love you too. That was I Was Not Built to Break, and that was for Scotty and Andre, because they're going through a rough week. And for all of you who think you're going through a rough weekend or a rough day or whatever rough time you're going through, this too shall pass. And I would say, if you're going through hell, don't stop, because you might not know your own strength, but you got it. So, and I want you to tweet me and let me know how you're doing, everyone, at Max Tucci and hashtag LA Talk Radio, because that way we can follow the trends, right? Well, you know, Meganella and I are just having a fantastic tweet right now. So, Meganella, when you tweet me, just hashtag LA Talk Radio. Her eldest daughter, Callie, of course, named after my best friend, one of my best friends, Emily Proctor, she wants to give out a shout out to our military in honor of the 4th. She's 7 years old and wants to thank them from the bottom of her heart for making America a safe place for her and her family. Well, Callie, we're going to play a song by Thomas Hibner. It's called Home at Last. And these are for all those troops out there that you want to thank. So to all of our military, we just want you all to be home at last. And Thomas Hibner wrote this song. And there's really no other way that Home at Last could be written if it weren't for Thomas Hibner. He's just one of the most amazing songwriters out there. And he's a young man. So we want to encourage him to keep on writing. And I once told him to dream bigger, because one of his dreams came true. So now he's got to dream bigger. And we all have to dream bigger. So tell me what your dream is. I've decided that as much as I like to dream, I'm going to start planning instead. So let's plan bigger, because we can dream it, but it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to do it. So let's plan it, and let's plan it to make it happen. Until then, this is for Callie. She's going to dedicate this song to all of our military in honor of the 4th of July, Home at Last, written by Thomas Hibner here on Max and Friends. And when we're back, I've got a special message for you, so stay tuned.
Turn to a place we need to catch up on everything.
over American soldiers in combat as they stand for justice and freedom. Sacrifice to protect the land of the free. I've been waiting for this day to come. The U.S. soldiers are home. Finally, you are home at last. It's time to return to a place where you need to catch up on everything that you missed.
This is LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci. You are listening to Max and Friends every Sunday night live at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. That was our buddy Thomas Hibner's song that he wrote, Home at Last. That was for Callie, who she's a cute little seven-year-old camping right now with her mama. And they are listening to me and their RV that has Wi-Fi, fancy, fancy. But Callie wants to know something else, and she's tweeting me, so I'm going to give the respect because she's seven and I love her for loving me. So Callie, check this out. She wants to know how I felt when they canceled CSI Miami. Well, Callie, I was a little bit upset, but I know that where the whole cast is in their own personal lives is exactly where they're supposed to be. So I think good things are going to happen for these people, for our Callies and for our Marias and Adam Rodriguez and Emily Proctor and Eva LaRue. Where they are right now is exactly where they're supposed to be. And I hope that's a lesson that you could take and understand in your life, that where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. So good things will happen for them. But other than that, everyone, I've got to let you know, speaking of CBS and CSI, that CBS News is coming next. Stay tuned every Sunday to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. And I'm glad that you all tune in. I love you for listening. ESQ, I miss you. And I'm going to see you sooner than later. And just about 2 minutes. All right. All right, everyone. Well, remember to take life to the max and enjoy your week. Happy 4th of July, everyone. I love you for listening. This is Max Tucci, and I am signing off. Thank you, Ronan. Good night, everyone.